out and to hunt. We want to be responsible. We want to be safe. And it's just how things happen that the medallion winner just found it this morning. I'm shaking with the thrill of the hunt, the Easter egg hunts and things like that. But Dave Foster, the new hunter education coordinator, will be in Emporia on Monday to do a workshop. And one of the things that we need is more people to understand what hunter education is all about. We need more instructors. And so I've asked Dave to join us right quick before we have the winners of our summer-long family fish contest announced. So, Dave, how you doing this morning? Tell us what's going to be going on in Emporia Monday.
Well, morning's going good. Got a busy day today trying to get everything loaded up. But essentially, I'm going around the state. I've got 9 stops trying to recruit new hunter education instructors as well as do a workshop for the existing ones and kind of a preseason format. I'll be in Emporia at the fisheries office on Monday. I asked new instructors to come at 5:30. I'll take them through some paperwork, and then they can stick around for the regular meeting that begins at 6 and should be done by about 7:30.
Well, it's really cool. I had a rabbit show up in my wild space area, and that's one thing when I'm doing this show. And, Ron, I do want to talk to you about hummingbirds when we do our regular show third Friday on the month. But, Dave, meeting at the new office out on West 6 at 5:30. We want the new people to come then, and then we'll have a regular workshop. Just how important, Dave, is it to get people to know what hunter education is all about?
Well, you know, times have changed. You know, it's not like when you and I were young and everybody couldn't wait till that hunter ed class was out there. I think we've just got to do a great job communicating with the public. Why do you need hunter education? You know, once somebody turns 16, besides the apprentice license, they need to have hunter safety in order to be able to proceed and buy their hunting license and their permits. But the biggest thing is, you know, depending on which format they take of the class, ensuring one's safety in the outdoors, you know, this is a lifetime activity that people can, you know, they can go from field to fork with the game that they're able to harvest and just experience the outdoors. But we want to ensure that it's done in a safe manner. And that's why this is such an important step, but also every minute that we have them in class is significant because you're trying to teach lifelong lessons in the hunter education class. And that's why it's important to get, you know, a more diverse group. You know, we're searching for people that are passionate about the outdoors, that this is what they do. We've got an aging group of instructors. It's similar to sports officials, you know. I think we forgot to recruit the new generation. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get out, build relationships with the current instructors. I spent 30 years in public education, you know, teaching and coaching, and I want to take my passion for the outdoors and my background in education and help lead that across to our instructors and help recruit new ones.
Appreciate you, Dave. Looking forward to seeing you Monday. And we do have a lot of good news coming out of Emporia, especially working with our Hispanic community and what we've got done with Vamos a Pescar. So you have be safe in your travels, and we'll see you Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave. All right. Good interview, and sounds like he's the right guy for this this job, Phil.
Well, I can just hear the passion in his voice. I met Dave back in 2012, 2014, when I went out to Dodge City to certify 12 or 14 instructors so they can teach fishing there in their gym class. And he's just a great guy for the job. He sure is. Well, Ron, not just winners. Goodness gracious, I can't believe next week is our final week when we'll be drawing for our lifetime hunting or fishing license and then our family fishing trip with Joe Bragg. So we're going to start with catfish, and that'd be Piper Lion from the Emporia area, caught the fish in Badger Creek, and her father, Alec, is a hunter education instructor. I just can't believe how things go when we get on and do this drawing, and it's videotaped on the Flint Hills Live channel and put out there. Just the combinations we get when young people win it. I'm excited when I get their pictures and talking with them. Crappie Benjamin Hilly, 4 years old, lives near Barrington, Kansas. It's interesting in by his mother, Amy. Was a nice fish caught by Grace Welch, 13. here in the city lake, and I'll tell you, there's some fishing going on now. The cooler weather, I don't know if it's giving them new life or what, but the white bass are stacked up in the reservoir, and the numbers that they're catching by vertical jigging is really something. Okay, sunfish, John Smithheiser. He's a multiple winner this year. I believe this is the second one. Mother Teresa sent the entry in. She is a school teacher there in Emporia, and John is 9. Last but not least, Benjamin Bowen with a big old long bullfrog. Wait till you see this picture on it. It cracks me up. And speaking of frogs, Sunday Watson Outdoors will be going to the Grandview Plaza, Junction City area, and supporting an event called Gigging with Grady. Grady was a young man that was a football player, baseball player, but unfortunately he fell to a fireman incident, complete tragedy. And so this is one reason we beat the drum for respect and responsibility when it comes to firearms. Well, Ron, we'll see you next Friday. Thank you for all you do, and appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Phil. Good job, and yeah, look forward to next week's program. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Phil, have a good weekend, my friend.
I'm going to need to get me a beekeeper suit to go out in this backyard, Ron. There's so many hummingbirds flying out around there.
I want a picture of that, Phil. I want a picture of that. All right, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live. And local sunshine on a Friday morning, now 62 degrees. Let's check the headlines now from ABC.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A televised debate is scheduled for September 10th.